KBX.
Swimmer! Hey, KB9KB and an F and a big X at the end. This is WB9YPA. Mobile 8.
You heading to, are you heading for work?
Yep, I'm going up to the big metropolis of South Haven.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta make some heat in the building. It's pretty cold in the building, so they want me to check to see if the thermostat is turned on.
That I don't blame you. I shoveled Monday my alley and my driveway, then went over my sister's and did her driveway. I come home, my fingers were numb.
Oh, I'll bet they were. Yeah, that's nasty. Man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's so cold. I mean, not now. It's pretty decent out today. I can't believe it feels like, man, it makes me want to go up to the lake and do some body surfing. It feels so warm out there compared to what it was early this morning.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it must be in like the 20s or something. Let me check my phone and see what the temperature is.
All right, and you're picking me up, okay? I'm on my handy talkie inside the truck. I'm not using an outside antenna, so I'm actually making it to Niles, huh?
Maybe that sounds a little scratchy. It's 18.
It's made it up to 18. Amazing.
Zero.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, I don't think I'll be body surfing at this point, but yeah, that water temperature in the lake, I'll bet that's got to be probably down in the 30s. Probably high 30s in the, lake water.
I would imagine so. It's probably very cold. I wouldn't go swimming, that's for sure.
I know a guy that does. He goes swimming in this.
That's crazy.
That's good for you. They claim it's good to shock your body like that. They say it's healthy for you. No, I mean, not to the point of hypothermia.
Oh, it seems like it would be bad for you, really.
Yeah, but no, it's really good. As long as you're not in it too long. As long as you avoid hypothermia, you get out of the water in time. Yeah, no, he doesn't swim in it for like 10-15 minutes, but he's in and out. But he gets in there and every year he does that. He goes up there to Stone Lake, up there in Cassopolis, and takes a dip in there.
That's crazy.
So I was asking him, I'm like, man, how do you do that? He says, it ain't easy.
Believe that.
Yeah, so, okay, I don't know how long I'll be able to hold it here, I'm running high power on the Kenwood HD, but, yeah, once I get downtown, I'm sure I'm going to drop out.
Pretty good. Now, there's some background noise, but overall, I'm hearing you pretty good now. Have you got a 220 in your vehicle?
I've been so busy with other stuff that we haven't been able to repair the Kenwood, my old school Kenwood. So yeah, I don't have anything hooked up in the truck. So I'm HD-ing it.
Okay. right? Yeah, that's sad.
With mobile radios, that tri-band, when it's available.
You're getting to a point now where you're very scratchy. I'm hearing more scratchiness than your voice.
Being better when I'm on Highway 140. When I get on 140, I can see it.
Yeah, I'll catch you then. WB9YPA, KB9, KBX. I'm having a very time hard hearing you.
Okay, WB9YPA, sure.